So he's already
surpassed. Yeah.
But I'm willing to make an exception for your case, and if we can get his work ahead of time, so we know he's gonna be gone. We can get his work in advance, and then if he can work on some of those things, maybe with you while you guys are away, and then when he comes back, then we can maybe he'll be able to jump right back in, and I can make a special exception.
Right, but the things we wouldn't be where we're gonna. She wants to go to Acapulco and her mom. We wouldn't be working too much. But my request is maybe not have that exception and tell her, because I don't want to go there.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to go?
No.
Okay.
I do not.
I thought you wanted, you had to go to renew your visa.
No, I have my work permit until 2025, end of 2025.
So you don't want to, so you want me to say no?
basically say,
I see, okay.
Like you, what you told me, he's already exceeded the threshold.
Yeah, he has, yeah.
And,
because I could show you the handbook, he's already been absent more than 21 days.
Yeah.
And then
that's a month.
Been tardy.
That's a month.
Exactly. And then he's been tardy many times or left early many times. And so if you add all those up, it's almost equivalent to missing more and more and more
time. Right.
So I was willing to make an exception for you, but it's my preference that he would be here. I think
mine too,
because
it's not the same.
It's third grade time of year. It's challenging, you know.
The divisions, the multiplications.
Mm-hmm.
I mean he's doing great, and to be honest, he requires very little effort from us to teach him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was there dividing. We watched a video because I forgot how to divide.
Mm-hmm.
You know the and then we watched a video together, and like, and I remembered and do this because he was a little lost.
Mm-hmm.
But then he picked up. Yeah. Right away, like within minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow.
Yes.
I thought I was smart, but this guy is, he's highly intelligent.
Yes, yes.
So that's basically my request, because I know he's exceeded that threshold. I had a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I think we're pushing it.
Yeah.
We're pushing it, and they've been nice with us, and just because he's smart. He catches up, but that's not the point. The point
and
is
typically for something extenuating circumstance, we might be willing to have a doctor's note for an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not ideal for him to miss.
Oh no,
yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely,
of
right.
course not. Yeah, that's why we bring him here, so he can hang out with kids since he's an only child.
Mm-hmm.
But when we picked him up that week early at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the one you're referring to, that we
maybe
because I told the Mr. Green, because his mother didn't want to go out and for him to play in the playground.
Oh,
because he was recovering, because he had a fever. He was running a fever for 5 days.
Oh boy.
So that's why he didn't come that time.
Mm-hmm.
But then the following week she asked me, hey, let's just pick him up at 2 so he doesn't play outside, doesn't breathe cold air. And
mm-hmm.
But that doesn't build resilience either to your body.
Unless
you have to take care of your body,
mm-hmm.
you have to kind of treat it a little, you have to push it. You have to push it so it mm-hmm. it adapts, right? Because
mm-hmm.
if not, just make it a weak body.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Like if you work out and you just do a lift like 5 pound weight, like come on, what are you going to do with that? You're not gonna, if your goal is not to bulk up, that's fine, but
mm-hmm.
for 5 pound weights, like almost just lifting your arms
mm-hmm.
on their own, right? So you gotta push yourself, I mean, mentally and physically, right?
Yeah.
If you don't grow,
mm-hmm.
your body doesn't grow, your mind doesn't grow, if you don't push it, like, hey, let's try something harder and harder.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a great example of that, even just being at the water park, you know, mm-hmm. and just saying, hey, do you trust me? You're gonna be okay, let's go.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then after he experienced it, it's like, oh, let's do it again.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and imagine if he had never tried it, he wouldn't have gotten that experience. And so I think that will leave a lasting memory in his mind, like saying, well, the last time when Dad said mm-hmm. it was okay mm-hmm. to try something new or to push myself and
right.
not to be afraid, to
right.
be strong and courageous, mm-hmm. I did. And I had such a great time. You
right.
know?
Yeah, that's what I tell. I mean, if you had to try things once at least. If you don't like it, you don't like it. I'm not going to push you. I'm not
mm-hmm.
going to ask you to do it again.
Yeah.
You got to try.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't try, you're not going to know.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Just going to say with that, what if?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to live like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So do you need me to make something for you or write something for you?
I was thinking if we could come maybe on Wednesday or Thursday mm-hmm. in the morning, same. Mm-hmm. And the three of us talk like I was never here.
Okay. I see. So then let her tell me the whole story about the going to Mexico.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. I know it seems weird.
I understand.
I'm so sorry.
You're in a peculiar situation. Yes. I understand. Thank you for giving me the backstory because that helps give the whole picture.
I needed to give you some context. And mm-hmm. it's kind of embarrassing for me,
but have our own stuff, so it's okay.
I do anything for my child.
Yeah.
I'm tearing up again.
Because
he's the most important thing for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And his well-being.
Yeah, of course.
And I have to do all these things, so be it.
Yeah, I understand.
But,
I understand, and he's part of my family too now, so... So I definitely want to.
Thank you.
He's part of my family too, and so I want what's best for him as well. So.
I even a little bit more because of all the precautions that I'm taking, because I don't want her to blow up in front of my son. Mm-hmm. I saw a cop park mm-hmm. at a church, mm-hmm. so I pulled up, and I asked him, "Hey. If I have an issue, I have to break some news to my wife, but she sometimes gets a little crazy, and I told him, well, I asked him, hey, can you guys come if I need you or how do I do that? And he says, oh yeah, you can call us. It's a domestic escort. I didn't know that existed.
I didn't either. Wow.
So we can come out and we'll be there to keep things. Come and mm-hmm. Just keep the peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
That sounds like that's really what you're just longing for, just peace.
Yeah,
like, your family peace.
She can tell me whatever she wants. I don't mind, but but I do mind when she tells him.
It impacts him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I keep saying that. Why do you think he's not there?
No, I understand exactly. Yeah.
When she blows up and tells him, I'm gonna divorce you in front of him, like, chill. She said that many, many, many times in front of him.
Oh, no.
And I mean, as of, I don't know, maybe from 2 years now, I've kept my cool a lot more. Said mm-hmm. I want to blow up in front of him either.
Yeah.
Because I was sending also a bad example blowing up. Like, hey, mm-hmm. just chill. But I have to take her nonsense and, like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that fun for me either?
Right, sure.
So,
sure.
But just to keep the peace, we keep doing what her parents did, mm-hmm. just to get spoiled by anything. We'll give you whatever you want, but just don't blow up.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what I have to do.
Yeah.
Which is not, it's not the same either for her. It's not a same marriage, it's not the same for his rar son, right?
Yeah, sure.
Because we're not teaching him,
mm-hmm.
We're not setting a good example as a couple, I guess. Because that's not what you do. Like, oh, she's always saying yes and coming to whatever she's because she blows up. That's not right either.
Yeah. But he's very observant, so I'm sure he's picking up on some of the behaviors that you've exhibited.
Yeah.
You know, when you calm down. Okay, calm down.
Yeah.
He's
super.
Watching. Yeah, he's.
Thank
watching.
God. Thank God. He is like me. He's super chill and.
Mm-hmm.
He listens to me and he's like, hey, just calm down, relax, you'll be fine, buddy.
Yeah.
Fine. When he cuts himself or whatever, his mom sees a cut, oh my God, you're gonna die. No, chill. Just let me take a look at him. Because when I was a kid, I fell, scraped myself. I got a bunch of injuries,
mm-hmm.
a bunch. I never broke a bone, only my job in a motorcycle accident, but that's another story. I said, he'll be fine. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. I know because I've been there.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why I said, just chill. And I talk to him very calmly. Even not last, right now, sorry. He's starting to get a little rebellious, not too much. I'm like, hey, chill, buddy. Don't talk to your daddy like that. But in that tone, that same tone, like, hey, relax. Don't talk to your daddy. Like, be respectful.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I give him the look, hey. I go, like, hey.
That's about, this is about the age usually where we have to say, hey, just remember, you know, so it's not unusual. I mean, that's a, you know, this age, you know, milestones at this age, they start to push, you know, all the third grade and then moving into fourth grade, because their bodies are changing. They're starting to learn more about who they are and they're starting to say, you know, so they, you know.
Kind of push the bus. How far can I push my dad or mom or anyone else?
That's common in this this stage of life.
So I've been, I think I like saying maybe 99% of the time I'm pretty calm and chill. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I went to lose, like, hey, chill. I tell myself, hey, come on. Yeah. I don't yell at like, where I'm about to, like, take a chill pill. Because my dad never yelled at me like that. But my dad worked a lot. We didn't hang out a whole lot when I was little. Mm-hmm. So with him, I'm with him all the time.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I work from home, and I'm with him all the time. Mm-hmm. And since he was a baby, I kissed him like every minute or a little more. When I have him in my arms, and they put rocked him to sleep or fed him. To this day, I kiss him a lot. Not as much as before, but... But yeah, I mean, yeah, to summarize.
So you want to schedule something on Wednesday to try to talk, you know, have her come in and we've never had this conversation and let her request, you know, for him to leave, to go to
Mexico. I'm not sure, request, or maybe you can, let me see how we can put it this way, because I want to tell her, hey, because we received an email about the 21 days or something, 18 days
from Miss Goldenberg.
So I was thinking of telling her that hey, Miss Olsen sent me an email. Terry can send me an email because she wanted to have a conversation about us and the absences, right? And Terry can send us an email. Hey, she would like to see you on
Wednesday. Okay, I see.
Oh my gosh, see what I have to do.
I understand.
So
you could try to get her to come in.
And meet,
I see.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and that way you can say, hey, we want to have this conversation, a serious conversation, because Sebastian has already. The what you told me is the truth, right? We're not lying.
Absolutely true.
And so Sebastian has already surpassed the threshold. We made it. Well, you told me we made an exception because he makes up really quick his homework.
And let her know that he's at risk of not being promoted to fourth grade.
Yeah, exactly.
If he misses any more days.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And so.
Right.
And so we don't. I'll let her mention if she. I won't say anything about Mexico.
Or right. Like yes. None exactly. Of that. Exactly. See? You're pretty smart too. I did not have to say.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
I'm tracking with you.
I'm so sorry to do this, but
it's okay. I understand it's a tricky predicament.
It is.
I know it's hard to, you know, you want what's best for him, and you also want to keep a peace in your home, and you want to, you know, do what's best for your whole family. And so I understand the tricky
scenario. I mean, right now I do everything. I take him to school. I pick him up from school. I take him to taekwondo. I support the household. She can't work.
Yeah.
So I pretty much do everything. She only takes care of the house. She cleans. She does clean.
Yeah.
Sometimes cooks. Sure. but I do a lot of the work, which I do not mind. I do it with all the love.
Sure. Yeah.
And like I said, my son's mental health and physical health is my priority and his development, right?
Sure.
Because we've done a very good job right now, and I don't want to ruin that.
Yeah.
Because as he grows up and keeps seeing stuff, he's not, then I don't know what the future would hold.
I understand. But, I appreciate you coming in and sharing your heart with me, and I will hold it closely
Thank you.
And I want to help any way that I can to make sure that Sebastian is successful too. So
thank you.
So I will look at it from that lens, as you know, protecting him as well, just like you.
Yeah. And thank you.
And we'll see what happens. Hopefully, mom will be able to come. Hopefully, she didn't say just go. You know.
Yeah. Well, we're not going. That's what I'm having the police come over to say we're not going.
Yeah.
And if you blow. I already spoke to an attorney too.
Oh.
I've taken a lot of precautions. I do not mess around in my life and on anything, especially my son.
Yeah.
I don't mess around with my career, and I do not mess around with, especially my son.
Yeah.
Because he's my my only number one priority.
Yes, absolutely.
Him and I, because I have to take care of myself. Yeah. If I'm not healthy.
Yes, I understand.
But yeah.
So Wednesday works good for you?
Wednesday or Thursday morning, I would think.
Because Thursday's our chapel.
Oh, yeah. Forget.
Thursday after chapel can work if you prefer to do it on Thursday.
What time?
Maybe like 9:30.
Oh, okay.